Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we've got a incredibly just jam-packed transmission today, as we always do. Thank you for joining us. It is now the 31st of July, 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. I wanted to give everybody an update on Jesse Ventura's television show. And so his son, Tyrell Ventura, is going to pop in for about 25 minutes at the bottom of the next hour, or the start of the next hour. And then we're going to look at these studies that have come out. A new big Harvard study just came out a few days ago that we mentioned yesterday about what fluoride is doing to children's brains, massive IQ reduction. And then Fritz Springmeier is going to be in with us coming up in the third hour today in studio. And I've met Fritz a few times when he visited Austin more than a decade ago. I guess the first time about 15 years ago. And he is here in Texas visiting his father. And so he's going to be in studio with us. And he's also going to be in studio on the nightly news tonight. I'm going to interview one person in studio and one person via Skype tonight. Another extended InfoWars nightly news. Most days I get in here and I am absolutely wound up. Angry at the news, ready to cover it all. And I am today as well, but things are getting so overwhelming. I know a lot of people just punch out and say, I can't handle it anymore, because it's getting so crazy. And I have reached total information overload at this point. But I am going to do my best to go through a lot of this news today, not only in this hour, but also in the hours that we have guests on with us. That said, I want to open the phones up for first-time callers to specifically talk about, I mean, I'd like to get your take on this. You can add some other point if you like, but I'd like to get your take. I'd like to hear what you have to say about the fact that those of us that fight this New World Order, we've been awake so long, I'm talking about most of our listeners, that we've just gotten comfortable with it. Even though it's horrific, it's horrible, we tend to get acclimated to it. And what am I getting at? All over the country, police and military are being told, get ready for total collapse in October. I could open the phones up right now and have police and military call it and say, yes, we've been told that. It's in the news. They're preparing riot gear for civil unrest and brigades for every major city. I mean, that's all being announced as well. I'm not saying that's going to happen in October or November. The point is they're telling police it will happen. You've heard them here on the show, but you've also seen about 95% of that admitted in the mainstream media. I mean, most of this is now admitted now. And they're saying, oh, it's a financial collapse. More banks are going to go under. QE3. War with Iran, war with Syria, war with Russia. This is one of those times that we're now building up to, where all the frantic craziness that we've seen so far has just been the birthing pains. Or, you know, you think a big storm's hit you because your trees are blowing and stuff, and then the actual hurricane hits you. You've been in a hurricane, I've been in a couple, and the trees are breaking, and you hear a window blow out, and there's water coming into the... Yeah, that's kind of the point we're reaching here. And I just don't know what the general public's going to do if all this continues forward. I mean, they have no idea what this country's going to look like. I mean, the globalists plan to finally break this country's back. And they want to use wars to do it. We're going to break it all down and take your calls and cover the news straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To just open the phones up and take your calls, and I will intersperse the incredible news we're going to be breaking down and covering throughout the next 3 hours. We've got Tyrell Ventura joining us to give us the latest on Jesse Ventura's TV show that's been censored and a lot more. He's got some breaking news for us on that front. We're going to have Fritz Springmeier in studio. We're also going to have a doctor on to talk about this new report. But guys, will you re-pull that from yesterday? Harvard looked at more than a dozen major recent studies in the U.S., including that sodium fluoride and its derivatives in the water massively is reducing IQ. And that was known in the 20s. That's why they put it in the water in the Soviet Union. But we're going to be looking at that and several other big issues. Now, this is the big enchilada that I want to discuss here today. The big issue facing us is the fact that the form of government we're living under is well known in think tank white papers, government white papers, and at PhD level schooling and specialty training systems for government. The information we cover on this show is an absolute known admitted fact within the actual superclass, 6,000 globalists serving less than 20 families. And that's in their own words. The head of the Kissinger Group, who's been on the show, Rothkopf, I concur with his analysis from the outside. He's on the inside. 6,000 global super gophers serving less than 20 families who are now mopping up the last few sovereign nations. They are eugenicist. They believe the family is bad. They believe sovereignty is bad. They believe anyone basically being able to tie their shoelaces is bad. They want you dead. But to do that, they've got to soft kill you and poison you so you're confused and mentally retarded and addled so that when they start the real mass exterminations, no one figures it out and that people go ahead and follow the orders, including the security forces that are protecting them during the mass culling process. And then, of course, the globalists, you'll notice in these facilities, those of you that are inside of them, will then retreat to an inner redoubt and kill you. I know you won't listen now, but later down the road, if we can't stop them, and you get to that point, you're in the redoubt, and you notice the setup, you're going to be selected because you follow orders. So I guess, actually, we won't be able to beat it at that point. You'll have to, I guess, people that would be selected to be minions. Plus, most of it will be robot. That's really when they're going to launch the mass extermination, is once they've got the robot ground forces in place. The Skynet force, which is a Pentagon term before they made a Terminator movie in the 80s, that's not – the Pentagon isn't imitating movies. Movies are imitating the Pentagon. There was a whole fleet of robot space planes in orbit by the late 1970s with DU Shabo rounds. In a meteor gun type technology. Oh, that gets the NSA going right there, let me tell you. But I will continue on with the information. Imagine power mad elites who are social Darwinists, who have this vision of a world without the ugly masses, as they see us, who want to establish a world government to get control of the finances, to implode the economies in increments while posing as the saviors the entire time, getting the world population in the position of no sovereign nations to resist, no families to resist, no culture to resist, so the mass murder can begin in earnest. Because, see, I've got all this news. Look at me here. I've got probably 300 articles in front of me today. It's totally insane, each one more crazy than the next. But what is the point in covering any of this? What is the point in covering any of this? If I don't talk about the big picture, what is the point? Let me just read you a few headlines here. U.S. follows Russia in using drones to spy on protesters. Trendy alert, how the global elite constructed an army of Agenda 21 advocates. Very important. The assault on the Second Amendment, precursor to martial law in America. There it all is, up at Infowars.com and our auxiliary system, PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama's greenies to cause power blackouts and rate hikes. Told you about that years ago. Now it's here. DHS prepares face-off with American public. Yeah, they take our money, and they are arming to the teeth against us while teaching the police and military that we are absolute trash and filth. And all the new promo videos and training manuals has white shooters shooting up minorities and bombing things, and they say it's all coming. Theaters are about to be hit, and magically they are. By the way, the suspected Aurora shooter, James Holmes, gets 24 murder charges. Now they won't show video of it, but the court sketcher says that he is completely unable to talk and looks completely confused, like he doesn't know where he is. Yeah, and you can't You can't copy this. Folks, they can commit mass shootings and just drug somebody up and roll in their patsy. And, of course, you never hear any discussion of the top Pentagon psychiatrist that was over him. Oh, yeah, he was assigned to the former head of the Air Force psychiatric program in San Antonio. San Antonio is a very special place down there. That's one of the places they kill U.S. troops, Army, Air Force. That's where they nerve gas them. And I even had Rick Perry's, what was he, press secretary one time, came down to the, 6 years ago, came down to the end game. I recognized a guy, I'd seen him on television. He said, oh, yeah, he's 10 years ago, I was a medic down at Fort Sam Houston. Yeah, we'd bring in troops, give them shots, they'd all die, you know, the special forces. I was like, oh, that's very nice. And he wanted me to know that Rick Perry was a good guy and liked the show. I didn't know what that message was. But, again, I mean, I just sit here marveling at the New World Order. Have I even given the number out? I noticed the phone lines are loaded. Whatever, I'll give the number out. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. At a certain point, everything is just window dressing. I mean, I've got articles here that are sensational. I mean, look at this article. They're arresting people in England now if they insult someone on Twitter. There's no free speech. But look at this. DOJ suggests criticism of Islam could be criminalized. And there's a video of this in congressional testimony. And yeah, this is the plan. Refuses to rule out Sharia-style law in the United States. And Watson lives now in London. His brothers lived there for a long time. But they actually have Sharia law now in many parts of England. And the government encourages it. And again, my point is the government's running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and all these places. But I'm supposed to give my rights up because Al-Qaeda's about to attack me. But they've already flipped the script and said, no, Al-Qaeda's the good guy. It's the patriots. They're gonna attack everybody. And then you have these mass shooters who are always under psychiatric care, are big Democrats. And then no one knows where they've been for months. And then they supposedly commit a mass shooting. But this article's up at Infowars.com right now. We're going to be going over it. DOJ suggests criticism of Islam could be criminalized. But when you look at something like this, how do you even break down how political correctness works? It's not even political correctness. It's tyranny under the name of a nanny state. Oh, look at this. The Hollywood Reporter. Nielsen sued for billions over allegedly manipulating TV ratings. Really? You think so? You think so? You think they manipulate the ratings? Folks, the entire television system is a paper tiger fraud. They have a fraction of the viewers that people think they do. I've been all over national television. I've been all, basically, you name it, I've been on it. If it's a news program or a talk program or whatever. I've been on Nightline, The View, CNN probably 15 times, Fox News, on and on and on. You name it, I've been on it. No response to speak of. The View, I had a lot of women say they saw me on it, so that's actually a pretty big show. But these other shows, no response. Almost no response. You go on some big city market radio show where you can actually talk to somebody for 30 minutes and talk to a few hundred thousand, you get a big response. You see traffic to your website. You see books, videos sold. You see stories get out there. This is all a big fraud. The whole thing's a facade. The whole thing's a fraud. The whole thing's a scam. It's a bunch of posers sitting up there trying to dictate to you the nature of reality. So there's that. I mean, does anybody even care that there are literally hundreds, I say hundreds, it's really thousands, of mainline studies that fluoride eats your brain and that they put it in there to hurt you? I mean, again, we have a government of people that on record, kill our troops, little kids, you name it, in secret tests that are public now, and that put stuff in the water to brain damage us. Okay?
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Reality, the crazier it gets, how far the ruling class has gotten. The globalists that control trillions of dollars per family are extremely shadowy, but more and more their program is coming out in the open. They are tax exempt, they pay no taxes. They have it set up where they selectively enforce, where all their money goes offshore, and can globally operate and be invested anywhere they want at 0% tax. Some of them pay 1-2% people like Google. They are openly run drugs and white slavery, child kidnapping, snuff films. It all comes out in the news, too. And none of them get in trouble. They run all the drug aircraft. They land at all the military bases. The cocaine, heroin, little kids loaded on, off, publicly. It even comes out in the news. No one stops them. The police are all outside the base writing old ladies' tickets and stuff, just frenzying with all their new drones and electroshock and all the fun, watching America just literally implode on itself. And, I mean, I sit here watching it where, it comes out that HSBC was running Al-Qaeda and laundering their money for them. Of course they were. Who do you think Al-Qaeda is? It's the sword of the New World Order. Comes out, this big bank's laundering $376 billion. This one's laundering $122 billion. Nobody gets in trouble. And now they've got legislation introduced to, by the way, I finally read the whole bill last night. It makes you get a license to buy ammo. It restricts what you can own. It bans most semi-autos, bans all mags over 10 rounds, possession. No one's even covering that, and it looks like it could pass. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, folks. I've reached the level of all I think about is I wake up in the middle of the night and think, get out of the United States. Get out. Just run to the South Pacific. Go live in a shack somewhere. But that's my instinct for survival, my physical focused intent, I'm going to go to break here and come back and go to your calls, is hire more people, expand, make more films, more TV shows, fight the enemy. But I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a new listener and you're like, oh, this guy's fear-mongering, you know what? I wish every second I was. I told you Sandusky wasn't acting alone. I told you Paterno and all of them were involved. You notice he conveniently died. They just hired the head of that university to work at the NSA and said, oh, it's in national security. We can't tell you what he's doing. That's what world government is. Are you ready for the announcement? It is a league of criminals who declare that they have diplomatic immunity, have the media sell the hoax, have big armored limos and Secret Service standing around them, in a status thing, so we all stand back and go, ooh, ah, and let them then commence in their takeover. The world government is a group of criminals with diplomatic immunity. They've got a bill very close to passing. In fact, they're saying it's probably going to pass, where Monsanto and other GMO companies get total liability protection forever, cannot be sued, and everything gets automatically approved. That's their answer to a giant backlash is, you can't label, and by the way, we're going to make you eat this. And then we've got all their documents where their own people, their own genetic engineers on their high-tech reservations at the Monsanto facilities a decade ago, 12 years ago, just type in Monsanto cafeteria, no GMO. They refuse to eat what they're producing for you. Yeah, because it's a bioweapon. Total immunity. I mean, this is a total globalist assault we're in the middle of. There is no left. There is no right. You've got idiots that are trendies that believe in the system and are totally gullible. Those are liberals. Poor, pathetic jellyfish. Above them, craven, hardcore criminals who act like they're liberals who aren't. Okay? Mercenaries, you name it. On the right, you've got well-meaning dupes as well who are pro-Second Amendment, pro-family. They've got good values, but they're total dupes when it comes to thinking Fox News and these people are their friends, even when Savage says you don't need semi-auto or big clips, even when Bill O'Reilly says ban all semi-auto, Bill Kristol says it, Rupert Murdoch says it, and it's like, well, maybe we should turn them in. They think if you're a businessman, oh, well, we better get this guy for office because he's a businessman. Was he a businessman that invented something, or is he some globalist front group who used government to shut down their competition, who got government bailouts, government contracts? See, we're just in a heap of trouble. And I'm basically here so that as all of this unfolds, you have a chance to understand what's happening. We're going to come back with your phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones, I'm your host, as we blast out across the world on Global Shortwave WWCR simulcast at XM166 and transmitting on over 115 AM and FM stations here in the former Republic of the United States, now captured. They are mopping up what's left of the First Amendment, deploying paramilitary police and regular army and other armed services across the country. They are preparing to launch new wars where they can take our rights and liberties during the wartime progress and are continuing their psych warfare attacks on the family and everything decent through the television set that they assault people's psyche with on a daily basis. The globalists are losing control even as they expand and are panicking, trying to shut down the web and the free press. But I'm here to tell them the genie is out of the bottle. The train left the station. There is no putting your New World Order back together again. So go ahead and try to build it. Even as you build it, it's collapsing under you. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls now on the, you know, just the big general subject of, well, we're busy talking about Obama, Romney, Labor, Tory, you know, whatever the case is in your country. While we're busy fighting over this, you notice it's global standardization. A global corporate monopoly takeover. And it's not just like these corporations want to run our lives. They want to set up a total planetary system to cut off resources. That is the stated goal. That is the stated plan. They do not like wealth. They do not like you doing well. Poverty is the game. Now, again, there's one final point I want to make, but I will make it after I go to some of the phone calls here. I have asked the listeners, you know, generally to just, I mean, I want your take on the magnitude of all this. Because we don't have any hope of ever defeating the globalist if we can't really pull back and really analyze the full depth and breadth of what we're up against. Every time I hear mainline neocons go, these dumb liberals, they're not dumb. They are taking point in the change of society to bring us into domestication and enslavement, and the Republicans play the part of the opposition so that they can control the opposition. And anytime we're about to fully flip them, we're very close to beating them. If people can just wake up to how really bad they are and really get disgusted and really have some good old-fashioned, not even hate, but just understanding that this is the enemy. It's beyond hate. I don't even hate the New World Order anymore, except when I start thinking about all the stuff they do to kids. It makes me really angry. But it's not even really hate. It's just like animal understanding of this enemy's got to be run into the ground. It's beyond hatred. It's just, I'm ready in the info war to do what needs to be done. You know what I'm talking about. There's not a question. There's not. It's beyond hate. It's survival. It's wholesomeness to want to destroy these people, to want to crush them. It's not enough to run the globalists to the hills, ladies and gentlemen. They have got to be absolutely identified, exposed, arrested, tried, and destroyed. Because they want to destroy us. Look at their fruits. They attack everything good. They hate with a venomous stench everything wholesome. You see something good, you like it. I see something good, I like it. Our hearts are good, but they're also desperately wicked. But we choose goodness. The globalists have chosen wickedness, and they like it. They see it, and they think it's good. We see it, and it stinks. Evil is exciting to them. And notice the system. This is the most important thing I've probably ever told you. Please listen. The system is always, shh, shh, no, 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 settle down. Lower the rhetoric. Lower the rhetoric. Don't get upset. Be quiet. Be reasonable. Compromise. But notice they never compromise. Notice their rhetoric is in our face. They're trying to scare us. They're trying to terrorize us. They're trying to do extreme things to us. They're always trying to push the envelope because they know what they're doing and they are committed. You're not going to negotiate with them, any of that. And so when I get up here and describe the fact that they put cancer viruses in over 200 million Americans' vaccines just with polio alone, and I've got videos of the inventors bragging that they gave us cancer and laughing in a PBS television show produced in Boston, the inventors of it admitting that, well, there are too many people. We killed people. I mean, I've played that clip probably 40 times over the years. They think you're so dumb, they get on the news nationwide and tell you mercury's good for your child's brain. They know since the 20s that fluoride causes retardation. And adjuvants accelerates all the other chemicals, just as the big Harvard study just showed, that they're calling breakthrough. You think they're just hitting you with fluoride? They are gauging how to kill us and how to dumb us down. We can't get mad at the public, unable to wake up and get angry. A lot of them are too far gone, folks. These are walking casualties. People always say, aren't you worried about getting killed? Folks, there is no future if we don't beat these people. No, I go get in my bed at night and I go to sleep. I'm not worried about myself, my wife, my kids, even though I love my kids more than life itself, because they don't have a future if we don't beat these people. It's kind of like that. Okay? The ship is in freezing water. It's got a time bomb in the bottom. It's going to blow. The ship's going to break in two. We're all going to die if I don't get in there and disarm that. My kids are up on the deck. There's a bunch of globalist zombies up there. They're trying to stop us. You know what? You know what? They've got to be thrown to the wind. I'm being really honest with you here, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's got to be thrown to the wind because that's the only way you save us. You understand that? All this plotting and, oh, what's the neighbor going to think and caring about peer pressure. I cannot believe people that are into peer pressure. I mean, that's so far back for me, so ridiculous. When some stupid, dumbed-down zombie laughs at you, it's a medical issue of a poor, mentally ill, you know, artificially induced, mentally defunct person. It doesn't pierce me when I get ridiculed or made fun of. Because this is a victim. This is like a homeless person who's got schizophrenia from chemicals standing on the street corner, gibbering at people, and then pointing at you and laughing at you. Does that upset you? No. Well, it doesn't upset me they're making fun of me. It upsets me that they're so mind-fried. You understand that? So, I said I'd go to your calls. Here's the point. Here it is crystallized. When we are faced with absolute, out-of-control, megalomania craziness, which is actually a repeat of every other society always tried to exterminate the group they've been at war with for a long time. The globalists want total victory. Total victory means killing us. Then they have all the advanced technology, life extension. All the movies I go out and see now are about this. I went and saw Spider-Man with my wife. I thought it was a really good movie. Compared to Batman, and had a good message of anti-transhuman genetic engineering and the mad scientist who wants to live forever and is injecting himself with it. And I know a lot of people in Hollywood, they're not all bad. A lot of them are actually waking up, and that's threatening the power structure. But my point is that this is the real issue. The whole destiny of humanity is being decided right now. Okay? And we have to escalate our rhetoric because no amount of rhetoric is enough in the face of this evil. This evil is so deep, so big, so large, so complex. If you can think about it, you go look it up, they're doing it. And stuff you can't imagine, they're doing it. Inventing new sins, inventing new evil, inventing playing God, wrecking things, screwing things up. It might as well be an intergalactic group of invisible aliens that landed here and are trying to destroy our civilization by manipulating people. Basically, you know, what the Bible says. Demons, whatever. But all of that aside, there are people that want to screw everything up. There are people who like to dominate innocence. There are people that are bad, and they're being forged into a battering ram to smash our civilization, and I'm not going to sit here and put up with it. People that think it's the safe path to go along with this are fools. So, here's the little secret that everybody knows. Isn't it funny? The secret because it's not being used. People ask. I was on Max Kaiser, one of his international TV shows. Was it RT or Press TV? I was on it this morning. And he asked, why are you undoubtedly the most successful alternative media, heads and shoulders above the rest globally? Why are you number one? And I basically said, because I will tell people just how bad it is. I mean, it's really simple. I will talk about what's really important. Because you can debate stuff all day long. I mean, I go back to this every 10 minutes now. We're gonna do whole shows on this again. We've done them before, but I'm going to get a compendium together, do a whole special report of government secret experimentation on populations, killing little kids, killing women, killing children, killing troops. You know, folks, they know DU is a death sentence to all the troops that use it. But they know they're macho and young, and they tell them it's going to be fine, you know. They'll serve their two or three tours and go home and have kidney failure. And when you realize that the elite even write books about how we're dumb animals and we deserve what's happening to us, I take real offense at that. because I've studied the elite and they're not elite. There's nothing elite about cheating outside the laws of humanity to be in control. And you know my analogy of cancer. Cancer is not in control. If cancer could have a consciousness, it would think that it was really cool and it was racing through the body and nothing could stop it. No, you're going to kill the body. And so my children, my wife, live within the body politic of terra firma on this planet. And see, the body is going to die if we don't cut the cancer out. So everybody's running, trying to save their family individually, save their own little corner of the world. That isn't going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, until we address the big cancer. It's got to be met. It's got to be dealt with. It's got to be committed against. You have to commit against it. And to do that, you've got to really see it. And let me tell you, there's the old saying that the teacher appears when the student is ready. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to sit here and tell you all the stuff that's going on. It's happening everywhere in your face now. World government's out in the open, run by the exact group we told you was building it. They're militarizing. They're announcing martial law, troops on the streets. They're not calling it martial law, but we're going into it. And people are sending me comments and emails going, well, Alex, it's the collapse. Of course. Yeah, but they collapsed it to then sell this. Yes, I know it's for the collapse. Yes, I understand that. I understood that 15 years ago. I really started waking up 15 years ago. I thought I knew a lot. I didn't know anything. And now every month I learn more than I knew in the decade before. Let me tell you, that's what's wild, is that my knowledge of this is now compounding and accelerating to a point where I can't even handle it. Okay? I mean, I know what they're going to do before they do it. I know what their battle plans are. I know what they're thinking, because I have spent so much time following what they do, and I've studied what they're into. And let me just tell you something. These people might as well be demons out of hell. I'll tell you right now. All you atheists don't believe in heaven and hell, even though every ancient culture said there's these really bad things and these good things. Let me tell you something, folks. It might as well be, because it's like creatures out of Hellraiser have taken over or something. That's exactly the kind of stuff they're into. All that art is imitating life. It's like Final Fantasy. It's like Event Horizon. You're like, what is the what do they want? What does the New World Order want? Well, they want to murder people. I mean, what am I supposed to? People are like, well, why did he have 35 bodies in his basement? Because that's what this crazy person likes it. To a psychopath, rotten bodies is like pumpkin pie. To a normal person, we're like, oh man, that's really horrible. Not to them. You ever been out on a ranch or something and pull up next to a dead cow? Been dead 4 or 5 days, and a possum comes right out of a hole in it. Just as happy as you could be, with that look on its face. That's David Rockefeller. I mean, have you ever seen a possum come out of the hind end of a rotten cow? You've seen David Rockefeller's spirit. And you're like, well, I would never want to climb inside a dead cow. Exactly. You're not a New World Order person. You're not an elitist. You just want to be a good, decent person. And that's why you're wide open to their attacks. I'm going to shut up. Anonymous. Then we're going to go to James, Robert, Jacob, and Max. Anonymous, you're on the air from Texas. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. It's an honor to speak with you. My friends and family and people I hold dear think of you as a modern-day Paul Revere.
Well, sir, I'm just trying to survive. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a two-part question, but before I ask that question, I wanted to lead up to it for the American people who listen to your show. They'll understand why I'm so mad and why I have to ask this question. Right now, these globalist scum are poisoning our air with aluminum oxide. They're poisoning our food by Monsanto. They're fluoriding and poisoning our water. They're imploding our economy and selling our children's souls to debt for the future. Our children are being raped and murdered by the likes of the Bohemian Grove, and our ability to protect ourselves is now being taken away. And now we face a future under martial law and the likes of Agenda 21. So my question to you, Alex, is do the American people, through the Second Amendment, does it still enable us, to the American people, to organize a militia system?
Yes, the right to revolt is in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the state constitutions.
Your voice, you reach so many people. I don't understand why you don't call us to arms. You are the proverbial head of the don't tread on me snake.
Let me just explain something. The NSA's got kill switches all throughout the infrastructure. The minute I started doing that, they would hit a kill switch. But now that I think about it, they wouldn't even do that. They probably want that so that they could get the Civil War going. Sir, they want to shut the web down and shut people up because they're a tiny globalist minority of crooks manipulating us through false stories. Everyone, before we talk about being called out to start shooting people, should be shooting people with info weapons of truth. Okay? The minute we went out and started blasting idiot government people would be the minute that they could spin things against us. We need to wait and let them pull off some more Wacos and stuff. For all you people that want to get a physical war going, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Listen. Everybody wants to talk about shooting war, okay? You want to go out and wake up the police and military, not kill them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Knocking anonymous, and I'm not challenging this person to give their full name, but I'm here on the radio reaching millions of people right now, and if I thought violence was the answer, I would certainly discuss it. But that is not the answer. Offensive violence is never the answer. Okay? That's just the way it works. And the system is amassing force against us. They are attacking us more and more, and that's waking people up. And so it's the old saying, you've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Everybody just buys more guns and digs in and says, we're ready to kill somebody that comes to take the guns. You should be using your First Amendment at this county level, the city level, the legislature. You should be doing banner hangs. I see people all over Austin. My wife sees it every week. Different people with InfoWars.com signs, with signs saying tune into the local radio stations. That's happening all over the country. Dave Mustaine has been in Manila, Philippines, and now China, and he says in all those countries, people come up and say, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. I was talking to Max Kaiser today before he taped his TV show that they're going to air Friday, and he was saying, yeah, you're huge over here in Europe. And I know that. But again, it isn't about Alex Jones is huge. Let me tell you, that's just a danger issue for my physical body. And it's a responsibility. But let me just give Americans the little message. We are absolutely destroying the globalists right now in the info war. That's why they want to start a big war, get everybody distracted, and they want to stage some false flag events so they can grandstand. But they did that thing out in Aurora, and yeah, it's staged, folks. There's no doubt now. It's ridiculous how much evidence. And poll numbers went up for guns. So they're really freaking out right now. Again, people say, well, what's the call to arms? What do? March on D.C.? They've got alternate governments all over the place. Then you get something even worse. The answer is not having some war offensively. If they start trying to confiscate guns, 1776 will start. And let me just go further here. They want that. The globalists have gauged the public, and I think they've gauged incorrectly. And they think... these are guys that make 40-to-1 bets on the stock market. The globalists are crazy. They think that you are going to just turn them all in. And they don't care if 2 or 3% doesn't turn them in and shoots up police and military. That will start the real police state. See, because they see the cops and the military in the same boat as us. See, that's what's so stupid. People sit there and talk about going out and having a war with the police and military. If you read globalist documents that have been leaked, they hate the military, the veterans. They hate police officers, folks, they hate anybody that knows how to use a gun, anybody that's living in the real world. They want to make us all a bunch of jellyfish nanny state people. They do not like, oh my gosh, this, you know, I said I'd get a bunch of calls, and this one caller I could talk for 2 hours with about this issue. I constantly see people anonymously saying it's time to start killing, and a lot of them are feds. You know, listening to your voice, this guy probably isn't. But if you knew how many times I've been at a signing event or you know, speaking, and a guy that's clearly a cop or an informant comes over and says, let's engage in violence. Sometimes I later learn they're, you know, Marines in plain clothes. You know, that's happened. I've had Marine Corps colonels and people try to set me up in America. This is a serious issue, folks. This isn't a game. And I haven't ever been in a shootout with people. I am good with a gun. You know, I've got that Texas heritage, but I've been in a lot of fights. And I've had people pull a gun on me, I mean, it's not fun. Okay, so I'm not, even though I survived all the things I witnessed, I've seen enough violence to be able to tell people this is not a good place to go. Anonymous, again, if you're looking for violence, remember, he who shoots first loses. And remember, you start killing people, you're not going to be anonymous.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. the KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.